This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
This is the one they're talking about.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. You know, as I always say, this is the program that teaches you and works with you on how to turn your problems into solutions, your challenges into opportunities, and to make your dreams come true. And just want to tell you that Positive Living is on Talk Zone always on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And you can log on to my website, RaskinResources.com or PatriciaRaskin.com. And I have a newsletter and I have a blog. I would love to hear from you. And we're going to be announcing all of the guests on the show. So keep up with us right here on TalkZone.com and on PatriciaRaskin.com. And again, I will answer your emails. I would love to hear from you. Now, we talk all the time on this program about making your dreams come true, about breaking through those obstacles and really working with those problems and coming up with solutions. And I have a guest today who has a real-life story all around that. She has made her life work by going through all those obstacles and turning every one of them into opportunity. And it hasn't always been easy. And she's written a beautiful book about it. My guest today is Judy Julin. And her book is called Romancing the Future, which is really a magnificent bounty of rich stories and exquisite outcomes seen through the eyes of Judy Julin, who she's lived an adventure and experienced true success. She has been through the madness of everything, a psychiatric ward, marriage, bankruptcy, divorce, and her arrival in Hollywood. Along the way, she has met great spiritual teachers, inspired partners, people who haven't been so inspired. She's had ups and downs, but she has always held on to her belief in her dream and her destiny. Welcome, Judy Julin.
Oh, thank you. It's thrilling to be here, Patricia.
You know, one of the things that I was saying to you off air is that when we're going through all of these ups and downs, and you certainly have plenty of them, it's a real roller coaster ride. And there are people who may be reading your book or listening to this show and saying, oh, you know, it sounds exciting, but I don't want to go through all those dips that go down to have to reach the highs again. What do you say?
Well, that's a very insightful question, and I might just ask those very people, Patricia, what is it about those ups and downs that you wouldn't care to experience? Because if it's based on any kind of a subtle fear, then I would ask them to explore what stops them from moving forward in life on other levels from fear. Because I'm finding that fear really holds us back from so much incredible possibility and potential in our lives. And if we can walk through the fear, we can find that it's pretty much vapor, that we can move forward with more courage and compassion. And whether it's realizing one's dreams, whether it's talking more confidently to one's children, whether it's proposing ideas to a neighbor in a neighborhood community situation, it's not just about the grand dreams of one's life. It's about looking at and walking through and actually embracing fear to be more of who we are.
All right, but now let's give a concrete example of that. Now, let's say that you've been through bankruptcy or you have a really tough, and you are scared. You're scared you're not going to have money, or you're emotionally scared because now you're alone. You know, how do you help people, or what do you say to people in terms of walking through it? Do they just sit with the pain? Do they sit with the fear? Do they go out and get support from people? Do they join a support group? What do you say?
I think, Patricia, that it is particular to each individual person. And I think that each person's level of fear is different. And I think it shows up in different ways in your life. For example, I was just having a discussion with a very good girlfriend on the East Coast the other day about her money situation. And I was talking to her about, I mean, these are real life fears. Judy, I'm going to pay my bills and there's nothing in there. And so what I invited her to do, and this is an aspect of what I wrote about in my book, and as I said to you earlier, there's the grander scheme of going after one's dreams, and then you can chunk it down to individualize it for each person's comfort level. And I asked her to walk away from her checkbook, put everything aside, because every time she goes to write a check and she has that constriction within herself or those negative thoughts emanating from her or the heart palpitations or the sweaty palms, that's all affecting her connecting with who she really is and what she really deserves in life, whether it's from past experience or she's got parents that said something to her when she was younger or, in fact, went through bankruptcy and she's reliving that. We want to stay as much in the moment as we possibly can. And thank goodness for Eckhart Tolle, who's really helping us to embrace being in the moment, because I truly believe, Patricia, that's a key to walking through anyone's fears, no matter how large or small or looming they may seem, to breathe, stay in a moment, and take your mind off what you don't want to happen, which is, I don't have enough money for this, I don't have the wherewithal to make this happen, and focus on, away from your checkbook, what you really do want in your life. And use as your quiet mantra, I'm willing to view this situation differently. I'm willing to view this situation differently. And many times, either something creative will come up in your mind that you can work out a payment plan with your creditor, a sister or a brother-in-law is willing to offer you some money to get through this hump. You'll start reviewing why you purchase things, and maybe you're purchasing things out of lack as opposed to things you really need. So out of that time that you take to honestly focus on what you do want, release, breathe, and stay in the moment, you'll find, and I've found, that many new insights come to us that will help alleviate the stress of the situation and ultimately will add to support to making what we really want come true.
You have a quote here in your book, and you have some beautiful quotes of butterflies on them. My symbol is the bee, and I see the little butterfly. And it says, remember, there are hidden gifts in every experience. Accept and cultivate gratitude for what is, and then set your intentions for change. So, and the other thing that you, and one of the others that strikes me is, don't be rushed into making decisions and don't act out of fear. Remember, all the answers we need are inside us. So take time to check in with your intuition. If you listen to your inner guidance, you will not make a wrong decision. And those are things that are in your book. Those are quotes that you have pulled out for people. So,
yeah.
yes, and the comment is that what you're really saying is we have to become more in control of our own strength. We have to develop inner strength within ourselves. And that's can be a lifelong journey.
Well, the good news is, Patricia, we don't even have to develop it because it's already there. We have within us everything that we need to acquire to accomplish that which we want to accomplish, whether it's something in one's home life, in one's social life, in one's career, in one's mission on this planet. We have absolutely everything we need right here, right now. That's one of the big things that I realized through the writing of my book and the living of the book, and that is I used to call it a consultancy addiction, that I used to think I had to have a consultant for everything because I didn't know what to do. And I realized that it was just giving my power away. And the more I started to trust my intuitive guidance, as Jean Houston said, when we align with our purpose in life, we become more the possible human, and all these talents and inner strength and courage and compassion and insight and actual information starts to surface through us, whether it's in a book that we read, someone tells us, we start to feel a little stronger about ourselves. And my mantra, Patricia, now is, and I do my very best to embrace it as often as possible, what if every decision that I make is absolutely perfect? Do you know how much of a weight that lifts off our shoulders? And what if it's true? And I happen to believe that it is true.
Well, if you believe that, then what you have to look at, and I'm going to refer to something in your book about this, that everything you do has a positive side to it, even though, you know, it can cause you pain, it can cause you grief, and it may mean you have to make a life change. But what you're saying is, if it's perfect, that means it was meant to be because it's going to teach you something.
And half the time, Patricia, the pain and the grief comes for myself in that it doesn't look like I thought it should look, or it's not happening in the right time frame that I thought it should happen in. But if I release and say there's a bigger time picture here, there's a bigger unfoldment of what's to happen that might not look like I think it's going to look, and it might not happen exactly when. And what if I just let go in a free fall and say, I've set my intentions. They're good intentions. They're aligned with the greater good, my best talents and my best service in the world. What if I just let go and say, whatever's happening now is taking me en route to that which will serve myself and the planet the best?
And one of the things you talk about in your book is you talked about your marriage where you had been with a high-maintenance husband, and you were very happy to help him for many, many years. And then, and you talk in the book very vividly about the wonderful things you had, the jet-set life, all of the things that he did. You loved the lifestyle, but that you realized that now it was time for you. And what I took away from that, Judy, is that you really looked at the beauty of that, of what was so important and why you stayed and why it worked. And then you said, but now I couldn't keep taking care of him. I had to move on for this reason, and we've remained good friends. So that, I think, is part of what you're talking about. That was perfect in its time, and then you had to move on.
Yes, and you know, Patricia, I'm sure you have friends yourself that are going through troubling times, perhaps in a marriage or the dissolution of a marriage, and we sometimes look for someone to blame, or we look, whether it's ourselves or our partner or society, and we look for someone to blame and what went wrong. And what if it was all perfect? And what if there was no one to blame? And what if we could exit from situations and relationships when they've run their course with dignity and compassion and love? And so many times I hear my friends, or through friends of friends, that they speak disparagingly about either a relationship in marriage or a business relationship. And I think we're moving into new times now, Patricia, where we're going to be invited to explore relationships, any kind of relationship, in new and more expansive ways, in that we're with them as long as they serve each other, and we leave them and honor them when the time is up and we move on to the next. And we keep them in our hearts and our minds as one of the building blocks to helping us become more fully who we are, so that we can do the good work in the world and contribute to humanity.
All right, we're going to take a break. I have some comments and questions about that, particularly people who are in marriages that feel that it's very important that they stay. So we're going to talk about that, too, when we come back from the break. My guest today is Judy Julin, who is founder of Cosme Kids, and we'll talk about that as well. Her new book is Romancing the Future. And this is really, in a lot of ways, it's autobiographical. It's a memoir. But what she's trying to do is to help us understand how through everything we go through, we can live the life that we want. And we can create what is possible. We can make our dreams and goals into reality, which is, of course, exactly what this program is. And she's the founder of Cosmic Kids and has been very active in various aspects of children's wellness since 1982. And there's plenty more. You're listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.